Think human desire is complicated? It's nothing compared to the animal world. Evolutionary biologist Olivia Judson, a.k.a. Dr. Tatiana, gives sex advice to the animals. Like this letter from a queen bee.
Dear Dr. Tatiana, I'm a queen bee and I'm worried. All my lovers leave their genitals inside me and then drop dead. Is this normal? Perplexed in Clover Hill.
I'm afraid for the queen bee this is normal, and the reason that this happens is quite interesting. A queen bee mates on the wing, and she, a newly emerged queen, will go on several mating flights, and then she will go off and she will found a nest, and she will have about 500,000 children, and she will never have sex again. And she stores sperm, so all of the sperm that she gets during these mating flights will be kept, and she will use them for the next, you know, however many years that she lives. Males have a particularly difficult problem because there can be as many as 25,000 males trying to mate with one queen. And so obviously the odds of actually succeeding are pretty small. And this explains their peculiar behavior, which is as they copulate, they literally explode. If a human is nearby, they can hear this. And the male falls to the ground and he leaves his genitalia in position. Most male honeybees don't mate at all, so, you know, you might as well go out with a bang. And this is apparently as a kind of chastity belt in the hopes that the queen will be hindered in mating with other males. And he has a reason for wanting this, because if she fails to mate with other males, then more of her sperm will be his, and so he will have more children. And so from his point of view, it's an advantage. Obviously, from the queen's point of view, it's kind of annoying.
Dear Dr. Tatiana, my lioness is a nymphomaniac. Every time she comes into heat, she wants to make love day and night. I'm worn out, but I don't want her to know. You couldn't suggest any performance-enhancing drugs, could you? Sex machines aren't us in the Serengeti.
Well, lions do have a particular problem. When females are in heat, they would like to copulate about once every 15 minutes for 4 or 5 days and nights. This is my private hypothesis for why lions spend so much time sleeping. But a lot of males are able to keep this up. I mean, it's on record that one lion copulated 157 times in 55 hours with two different females. I mean, that's obviously quite a performance. And the reasons that female lions are so demanding are really pretty obscure. I mean, the speculation is that they are doing some sort of test and that they are trying to mate with very good males and so on and so forth, but it's really not clear exactly what's going on. But they're not the only ones. I mean, there are females in a lot of other species. A lot of rodents, for example, are very demanding. And if a male can't perform, then she will go off with somebody else pretty much immediately. So in many cases where the female is very demanding, she actually needs all this stimulation in order to conceive. And certainly we don't actually know if that's true for lions, although I would guess that it is. But in a lot of other cases, like the cactus mouse, the female requires this stimulation in order to become pregnant. And in some cases, like some species of rat, the female will not even ovulate unless she gets this kind of stimulation. So although the lioness is quite extreme, it's not unusual, and I would be prepared to bet that, you know, in many cases, too little stimulation will leave the lioness cold, so to speak.
Dear Dr. Tatiana, nature seems all sex, sex, sex to me. Are there any animals out there that are asexual? I mean, that never have sex ever? A curious cat.
Well, the best proven case is the Deloid rotifer, and they are invertebrates. They are microscopic. They live in patches of damp moss. So if you were to go outside and collect some wet moss and put it under the microscope, you would probably see some rotifers. And they're proper animals. They have many cells, like humans, although obviously on a smaller scale, but they're not sort of simplified in some strange way. And they're called rotifers because on their heads they have what are called wheel organs, which are basically little plates with little mechanical hairs that go round and round and round and that pull food into their mouths like a sort of funnel. And these animals, there are about 360 known species, and they have been living very happily without sex for about 85 million years, and show no signs of any kind of frustration or deprivation or extinction.
Olivia Judson is an evolutionary biologist. Her book is called Dr. Tatiana's Sex Advice to All Creation.